The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jackie McMullen, L. Duncan, Mina Khan, it's great to have you here. The first league to pull it off, the National Women's Soccer League, finishing their tournament, Houston over Chicago. They lost one team to positive tests, but made it to a finish line. We say that today with full view of Major League Baseball's incredible challenge ahead of them. Or Mission Impossible, the news of the day, outbreaks. Positive tests on no fewer than three teams this weekend. Miami, Baltimore, today canceled. New York, Philadelphia, today canceled. Miami alone, at least 13 positive tests. We're three games into the season, and here we are. Major League Baseball's emergency meeting today, running through our tape time. Jackie McMullen, around the horn to you. Are you in a place now where you don't think this season is salvageable, or you think the league needs a full stop to reconsider how to move forward? Where are we?
Well, from my vantage point, I'm saying let's just stop. Think about it now. The Marlins have 13 people in their group that have tested positive. What if the one thing that we've learned from all our experts is if you're in close proximity with your team, chances are they're exponentially going to be higher, that they're also going to contract it. This is a team that flew from Atlanta to Philadelphia. They were all together on the plane. They took a bus to the hotel. They took another bus to the ballpark. And they all sat in the dugout together. So I'm not saying cancel the season. I'm not saying stop and eject. I'm saying stop and rewind and give this a chance to figure out how serious it is. Are there people in Atlanta that's been affected? Because it's a domino. It's a domino thing. When you talk about Major League Baseball, Tony,
right.
You play in a different city every single day. They don't know what they're dealing with yet. So just stop.
And that's the full schedule of games you're talking about, Jackie? Because there are games being played right now. You mean the whole schedule of games or just the games of these sites?
I think you have to stop everything for the moment. And I understand the financial ramifications. I do. But if safety is your first and primary concern, that's the prudent way to go.
We'll bring in L. Duncan here on your view of these games being canceled and what position baseball is in today.
I mean, they had to have been prepared for this, right? Like, this is a disaster if this happens in the NBA, because the whole point of the NBA bubble is to mitigate outbreaks and these things sort of spreading like wildfire. I would, to Jackie's point, pause, but I think you can get away with, everyone on the Marlins team seems to want to sort of subtly and not so subtly blame Atlanta for this, so because they played an exhibition game there last Wednesday. So you have to shut down Atlanta, and Atlanta played the Mets, so you have to shut them down too, because they are both about to start series in Tampa and in Boston today. So if you want to try to sort of do this contract tracing idea, I would say all the parties involved, or at least that have been around the peripheral when it comes to the Marlins, need to have their season put on pause. But what I'm most concerned about, guys, is if they're going to continue with this season, how militant is the league going to be about some of these social distancing protocols and guidelines that they implemented? Because what I saw this weekend was a whole lot of disregard for any of that stuff. I saw walk-offs happen and then high fives afterwards. I saw celebrations, piles of players on top of each other. I saw spitting. Like, are they going to continue to be leaning about this? Because the optics of having these outbreaks happen while you're not saying anything about what's happening in the game is not a good look.
Well, that always seemed almost mission impossible, right? How do you stop people from high-fiving? Or
sure.
But, to say that this was predicted by some or predictable, many are saying that right now, that they had no bubble and they had no chance here. We'll bring in Mina Kimes on the what's baseball's position right now?
I don't know if the season is salvageable, but I know that there are some changes MLB needs to make to ensure they've even got a fighting chance. Clearly, they should have done a bubble or some sort of bubble, judging by what we've seen. Leagues across America that have done bubbles like NWSL, MLS so far, have had some success. It's too late for that. But there are still changes that they can implement. Number one, there needs to be a central authority making decisions around positive tests. It cannot be left up to a group text, which is what we're hearing, how the Marlins decide whether or not to play, in part because it affects people who aren't in the group text, right? Second, the entire system around positive tests is broken. It doesn't work. They knew about the positive test before the game, and they decided that a combination of contact tracing and immediate tests, which came back negative, were enough. This is not a game of pickle. You can't catch coronavirus between second and third and isolate it and move on. Clearly, they need to exercise more caution every time a player tests positive. If they can't figure that out, they do not have a chance.
So now I'm reading David Price today, who, remember, opted out of the season over concerns over coronavirus. And he's saying, well, this is one of my concerns. And this is when Commissioner Rob Manfred called player health paramount. We'll see how paramount that is. And then just to go back to what you brought up, Mina Kimes, this is incomprehensible. Matt Breen, the Philly Inquirer, this is who I'm reading from here. Major League Baseball issued a 113-page operations manual to all club employees outlining everything for procedures. But Sunday afternoon, the status of the game amid a coronavirus outbreak was decided by a group text message between Marlins players. How do you hear that, Jackie McMahon?
Yeah, how on earth did this game go on? How on earth? You know, let's go all the way back to the beginning of the pandemic and the seminal moment when Rudy Gobert tested positive just before the Oklahoma City Thunder were about to tip off for a basketball game. That game was halted and the sports world stopped for obvious reasons. Have we become so desensitized to that that now when we find out players are texting about, oh, he's positive, I sat next to him on the bus, that doesn't tell you that's a stop sign? I don't like where this
is going. Duncan?
I mean, listen, asking players to decide whether they're going to play or not is sort of like asking my toddler to regulate how many cookies she has. It is my job to be the one to say no, because she'll just keep going until I rip them out of her hand. So to Mina's point, there needs to be somebody else with no dog in this fight, some type of secondary person that's deciding whether this is allowed to go on and happen. Because if you just leave it up to the players, they've got much deeper rooted interests, sadly, than just the well-being of the teams around them in terms of why they decide to go out there and play.
So, Jackie, you said full stop of all the games on schedule. Elle, if I was hearing you correctly, you said about, I mean, it turns out to be a half a dozen games, all the teams that were affected in some sort of way. Mina, can I get you to answer that question?
Yeah, I think they need to stop at least a few of them, as they're already beginning, possibly more. But also, they need to make these changes as quickly as possible that I alluded to around the test. And if they can't make those changes, they need to halt everything.
Jackie, last question. People are doing a lot of tracking here, whether any players get hospitalized and very sick. Does it matter the level of sickness here?
It doesn't to me, because, again, these players aren't in a bubble. They're traveling with teammates. They're traveling. They're around older people. And we know that this disease really focuses in on older people. Those people have to worry about it. I mean, are we going to be so callous to say, oh, well, he's 25, he's 30, he'll be fine? Because guess what? Not all the time, Tony. Mm-hmm. Not all the time.
All right. Speaking of traveling away, we have to talk about Lou Williams now, our next story. The cautionary tale of Lou Williams, some might say. He'll re-quarantine for 10 days after ordering the wings at Magic City. Said, the bubble guidelines, don't go to strip clubs when you're on leave for any reason. I don't know what page has that specifically, but I guarantee that's in there. NFL saw that story and put out a release immediately. High-risk events face team discipline and lack of pay. Jackie, did the league go hard enough on Lou Williams here or too hard?
I think they got it just about right. I will say this. I believe Lou Williams when he says he went to that strip club for the wings. Call me naive if you'd like. I believe that. But he's sort of missing the point. He left the bubble to go to a funeral, which everyone can understand. The idea is to go to the funeral. Once you're done with that, go back to the bubble, start your quarantine, which can be significantly shorter if you do things according to the guidelines, which benefits your team. By doing it this way, Lou has really hurt his team. He's going to be out 10 days. He's going to miss games that actually matter, that actually count. And what's the one thing we've been saying about the Clippers all year? They haven't had enough time together. Now that time is also wasted.
Mina Kimes on Lou Williams?
I think they got it right. They're right to punish him because his decision affects not only his own health and earnings, but the health and earnings potentially of people around him, which is really the story of all of this. And like Jackie said, even if he is telling the truth and he was only there for the wings and, you know, not the legs and thighs, he still went there and went into a restaurant. You're Lou Williams, right? Have someone go in there for you. Sit in your car. It's not that hard. It's obviously a dumb decision. The only good thing, I think, is this happened early because hopefully it's a shot over the bow and other players will see it and make better decisions going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mina Kimes, thank you for the answer. I wonder what Mina's mom right now watching is doing with her eyes as she heard that joke from her daughter. And how about you, Elle Duncan?
Okay, I'm going to assume I'm the only person here, being that I'm from Atlanta, that's actually had the Magic City Wings. And I can tell you that it is not unrealistic to assume that someone would just go there for the food because their lemon pepper wings are certainly notorious and delicious. Look, was it selfish? Yes, it was selfish. Was it short-sighted? Of course. Was it ridiculous? Sure. But this is exactly what the league prepared for 5 months ago when they came out with these guidelines. They're not doing the scout's honor, which is what MLB is doing, like scout's honor that you'll be good when you're not around us. They literally have precautions for this. He's getting tested every single day while he's away, and he'll now have to quarantine. So it wasn't good on him for his team, but in terms of how many people he's going to affect, it feels like it's being blown out of proportion.
The bubbles so far, I mean, NBA said zero positive tests in their last week of testing. NHL announced today zero positive tests for them. WNBA had two, I believe, in the last week versus what we just talked about in baseball. And even the NFL, they're a little bit further back schedule-wise. Today, the Vikings announcing their head trainer tested positive. Their head trainer also, their virus containment VP. And that is especially hard to consider what football has ahead of itself. I know that was a real downer of a segment, guys. But then I let's just lift us up here. Look at this video. For me, this was incredible. This is the video from the bubble this weekend. All right, as we go to break here by ourselves next. Retweet me if you think this is a video game. Favorite me if you think this is a video game. Ratio me if you think this is a video game. Oh, this is it's beautiful. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And now we get to a story. All of Seahawks Twitter has been holding its breath for 15 minutes. And let me say this as well. There's nothing you people value more than draft picks. I'm looking at you, Mina Kimes. So did Seattle, your Seattle, overpay for Jamal Adams? And how much better did they get? Go ahead, Ms. Kimes.
Yes, they overpaid, not just because of the draft picks, but also because of the impending contract extension. This was a coup for the Jets. That said, when you're evaluating trades, context matters. They've got a quarterback in his prime, a pass defense that was bad last year, a pass rush that needs help, and oh, by the way, they were inches away from winning their division. Okay, so he is a difference maker on defense uniquely in that Pete Carroll defense, by the way, his position matters. So while I think it was an overpay for Seattle, I don't hate it for them.
Oh, okay. Wait, do you have to give back your analytics card now? I'm confused. Because if you're saying it's an okay move for Seattle. All right, you think it's an overpay. Jackie, Jackie, how about you?
Well, I understand where Mean is coming from. We all know that they gave up too much. That's obvious. But Seattle is in a little bit of a win-now mode. And let's be real about Adams, too. He's not your traditional safety. Why are you laughing?
Well, a win-now mode. Yet. You speak of that like Russell Wilson's 41. He's 31. We have half the quarterbacks in the NFL. The playoffs are 40 years old now.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, how old is Pete Carroll?
Okay, he's decidedly older than 31. Good point, Jackie. I take it back. Get the point.
Okay. And Adams is not your traditional safety, which we know is not the most important position on defense, not even the top two most important.
Yeah.
But this kid, he gets sacks. He had 13 quarterback breakups that year. He had broke up passes. He goes after the quarterback. He does other things, and that's what Pete Carroll specializes in. His background is all in defense and turning players into hybrid players. So... I agree with Mina. You wouldn't do it normally, but for the Seahawks, it could actually work.
Al Duncan, how about you?
Let me just say, by the way, debating Mina Kimes about the Seahawks is like trying to debate Newton about the subject of motion. So I'm really glad that we all actually agree on this.
Please, come on.
It is. It's the truth. I'm glad we all agree that it certainly is too high a price to pay. But I guess what I'm most curious about, and maybe, again, Mina, the analytics whiz, can tell me this, is it really seems like the Seahawks are sort of tripling down on run defense, which I suppose makes sense in a division where you're going to play the Niners twice, and a lot of what they do is predicated on the run. But you're also going to face a Cardinals team that's going to air this thing out. A Rams team that certainly didn't depend on their run at all last year. So to me, if we're all trying to keep up with the Joneses, and the Joneses being the Chiefs, they've proven you can have just an average run defense but win a Super Bowl if you can stop the pass.
All right. Is everybody all right with that? Isaac Newton, you're all right with that? Okay, good. We'll move on. Buy or sell two. Back when we had baseball. Well, Verlander says he's not out for the season. Season might be out for the season, but who knows? Verlander says he's not out for the season. Otani's O, and his ennui on the bench. Oh, man, that made me feel sad. The extra innings rule? Mixed reviews, but you have to admit they get games done quick. And the fans, all the cutouts. You kind of like it when a ball goes right through a cutout. Jackie, biggest takeaway.
A lot safer if the ball hits those cutouts than real people. But really what struck me was Verlander. This guy's such an amazing pitcher. And you knew the one thing you worried about with all of these sports leagues was stopping, starting, especially in baseball. Well, pitchers need time to be healthy. Corey Kluber's another guy that left the game with soreness. So that's the issue for me with baseball right now.
I absolutely love the new extra innings rule. We had, four games go to extras, and they all ended in the 10th. I think it's great. I know the Indians don't like it, but so what? Baseball is the only one of the four major sports that even in a good game, when you see that regulation's over and we're going to get more, you put your head in your hands and you say, oh, God, please make it stop. So this is perfect. The players may not like it, but the fans love it.
You sound like a reporter who's covered a few extra inning games in their career. How about you, Mina Kimes?
I'm worried about Verlander and Kluber, the Ranger, which is so weird to say as well, but I want to go positive here. I'm going to say, how about those Dodgers, right? How about their depth? Losing Kershaw hours before they play, bringing up a pitcher no one has ever heard of and still winning. They're
great.
The deepest team in baseball. It's remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Buy or sell three. We'll move on. There's nothing some reporters love more than a snuggly orange hoodie. L. Duncan looks real comfortable. WNBA restart, where the champs are still champing. Seattle and L.A. rolling. Atlanta, short roster, put up 100. But all those rookie debuts, Kennedy Carter, enormous. And Ionescu had moments before. She did start off against Sue Bird and Natasha Howard. That's pretty tough. And the anthem, New York-Seattle, that's under the microscope. Initially reporting that both teams walked off during Holly Rowe in the bubble, reporting that the ESPN Post was incorrect. The teams went to the locker room before the anthem. L, what was the biggest takeaway from the WNBA's opening weekend?
People have been trying to act like figuring out how to get WNBA ratings up is akin to like figuring out some of these mathematical equations that have never been solved. Stop it. It's about visibility, okay? They watched because they were put on national television and they flooded social media with these hoodies, which is why the hoodies are subsequently selling out. We saw a rise, a 7% rise in viewership last year because at least three of their games were on ABC last year. That's all it takes, guys. It's not rocket surgery. If you give them a loud and really big platform, people will come and watch. Give the women a chance.
As the resident Newton, now I'm wondering what rocket surgery is. I am a little bit wary of doubling down on Seattle, but how about the Storm, right? Because they gave Sabrina a little bit of a welcome to the WNBA moment. Number one defense in the league last season, and yeah. You saw why in the opener. They are formidable on D.
And how about you, Jackie?
You know, for me, it goes back to the idea that how many NBA players did you see wearing those orange hoodies? I'm telling you, this is genuine. This isn't the WNBA sending a memo out to the NBA saying, please help us out. The male NBA players love the WNBA players. They support them all the time. I wish they would collaborate a little more like this because I do think it would help the WNBA. And I can tell you, being at the Olympics in 2012, they were all there watching the women with Kobe Bryant, by the way, front and center. I would be really capitalizing that on if I were the WNBA.
Mina Kimes, 25. Jackie McMullen, 25, I believe. And L. Duncan, 22. The Isaac Newton side, you're smiling for the camera right here, L. Duncan. And we are practicing science in three states in showdown. Liquid, gas, solid, yes. I'm only licensed to practice in three states.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of happy hour.
Practice. We are talking about practice. The New York Knickerbockers hiring Tom Thibodeau. Jackie McMullen, what can we expect?
Well, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with Tibbs over the last calendar year before COVID, and he spent a lot of time traveling around thinking very hard about what he wanted his next chapter to be. They're getting one of the best basketball minds in the business. He will bring along those young players like you've never seen.
Mina Kimes?
Well, I hope Jackie's right, because they gave him a 5-year contract, which led me to think, when was the last time a Knicks coach lasted 5 years? Turns out, Jeff Van Gundy. That is how cursed they are. They need this to work.
Wasn't Thibodeau on that staff? Point, Mina Kimes. Good point on the length of the contract. We'll move on. Showdown 2. This was a great story until, well, the Miami debacle. But still, back when there was baseball, the manager ump argument with masks and social distancing. That's what we saw this weekend. We also saw Derek Holland get tossed from the seats. Did this work, Mina Kimes?
Yes, let's praise baseball here, where they deserve praise, because this is good modeling. You're more likely to, you know, infect someone if you spit on them while yelling, put on a mask, even if you're not playing baseball.
All I know is Derek Holland got thrown out of a game that he wasn't even going to play in. In fact, he hasn't yet played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's already been ejected. What the heck is that?
Well, Mina Kimes, some might say you had a little bit of gravity to get you through this show today and into the FaceTime. 30 seconds.
Oh. So, Tony, you gave the Houston Dash of the NWSL a little bit of shine at the top of the show, but I want to expand on that further, because not only is this their first championship, it's the first time they've even made it to the playoffs. The NWSL also deserves credit as we talk about leagues and how to pull it off, because after the initial positive tests, zero positives over 2,000 tests. They showed this can work and other leagues can learn from them.
Ratings were strong. Rachel Daly was great for the Dash as well. All right, you know, I'm calling you Newton from here on out, Mina. She's today's champ. She's Newton. See you tomorrow.